insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 55th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely establish for them, after their fear, security, for they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient.
So, many commentators, including Tabarsi in Majma' al-Bayan and Sayyid Qutb in his book and Qurtubi in his commentary, upon the occasion of revelation of the verse, have said one story, that when the Prophet ﷺ and Muslims migrated to Medina and were warmly welcomed by Ansar, or those who we call helpers, all Arabs became their enemy, and it was such that they were to carry a weapon when they went to bed and to be on the alert at all times. The continuation of this state, however, became difficult for the Muslims. Some of them declared their feeling explicitly. To what day would this state continue? Would a time come that we could rest calmly in the night and peace and tranquility rule over us and we fear no one but Allah? They always asked this from themselves, and some of them mentioned this explicitly. So this verse was sent down. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. This verse came down, and this was revealed, and gave them this good tiding, that of course such a day would come eventually.
مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So this verse was revealed when some of the Muslims, it became difficult for them continuing their lives with that fear, with that state. So, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those of you who believe, and of course, their belief is accompanied with righteous deeds, those are the ones whom we promised, لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that He will certainly appoint them successors in the earth, as He appointed successors those before them. So, Islam is a universal religion. In future, victory belongs to the believers. Pagans, however, are doomed to be defeated. So the key of achieving the truth and authority of the world is faith and good deeds together, of course. You may remember in the previous episode when we discussed the words Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul and the repetition and the secret of repeating these words in the Holy Quran, Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul, we said that one of the possible explanations is that obeying the Prophet would be nothing if you obey Allah alone. And if you obey Allah alone without obeying the words of the Prophet, this is also considered as nothing. So in the Holy Quran, we have many instances that two things accompany each other, and without each of them, the other is not. So here in this case, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. This means that righteous deeds do come from righteous beliefs, and those who have beliefs but no righteous deeds, this means that they have to be suspicious of their true beliefs. So this means Islam is a very universal religion, and the key of achieving the authority of the world is faith, which is accompanied with good deeds. Those who believe and do good deeds, glad tidings of victory are given to, and these tidings are not given to those who are barely believers. So this is about the beginning part of this 55th verse. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry.